leaders, you found them, and they are ready to dialogue with you about what is keeping all of us from achieving our greatest desires. Join Christine and Deb as they help you in your quest to discover that you and your wildest dreams are possible. The time is now. Introducing Mission I Am Possible. This is your mission if you are ready to accept it.
Woo!
Hello, we're here.
We are here on the heels of a big rap show last week.
Yep.
We wrapped it up, not as in we rapped through the show, although we could have.
Well, we could have. We chose not to.
That's right.
We had to keep going because we keep hearing from you.
That's right. I think Sam's saying, no, don't, not a good idea. We could wrap, though, Sam. We'll put it on a future show. But we had a great show last week, wrapping everything up through our first 12 segments of Mission I Am Possible. So here we are back at number one, Christine. How do you feel? All fresh?
I'm ready to go.
Are you all fresh and new?
Let's go into phase two. Bring it on. Let's go.
Absolutely. Well, let me intro what this is about and help me where I might miss something because it happens. So this is Mission I Am Possible, part two for us, right? Number two, volume two, segment two. We can't agree, Christine and I, but we're going to call it part two for now.
Something like that.
That's right. And it really is all about square peg, round hole. And that has a lot to do with something we ended the show on last week and something that I've lived a lot of my life thinking about, where it's simply this idea for me. And I want to share that with you. And I certainly am open to anybody's feedback on any way. But for me, it's about this feeling that I have expressed a couple different ways and a couple different times with Christine, of feeling like a square peg and trying to fit into a round hole in many different aspects of my life, right? It could be sometimes with my tribe, oftentimes in social groups, definitely at work, right? There are many situations where you just find yourself feeling like you are rubbing down your edges, right? Maybe mm-hmm. softening yourself, turning down your light a little bit, contorting. Some people call it a chameleon effect.
Just right.
Contorting themselves in some way to fit the shape of the environment. And really, it's about fitting in this sense of acceptance. Very, very dangerous, slippery slope.
Dangerous is the appropriate word.
Walk away.
The descriptive word that you used was chiseling away, which I can feel that.
That's right.
It hurts.
That's right.
Not dimming down. It's the chiseling.
Yeah, the carving.
Can you imagine?
Carving away of your edges.
And yeah, that's what people do on a regular basis, multiple times every single day.
Yeah, and it's certainly what society, different group structures, environments, institutions, whatever you want to call it, ask many people to do, right? Please turn yourself into what I feel comfortable with, right?
Yep.
Could you just be normal? Is really oftentimes how that's
how
talked
many
about.
Of you are tired of hearing that?
That's right. The new normal, folks, square peg, round hole, here we are, Mission I Am Possible. I couldn't be more excited.
I dare say we're going to try to create a venue for the square peg to go into a square hole.
That's right.
There we go.
So we are, there you go, we're creating a square hole.
That's right.
I like it. All right, no small feat. So as we go in this direction, and hopefully you can feel the intensity that we're putting behind this, because we really are very serious about this topic, and there's a lot to cover. I do want to introduce the first sub-segment of this part of Mission I Am Possible, and it really is talking about this unlived life and the idea of resistance. Resistance mm-hmm. we want to talk a lot about today, and I also know we will talk more about it in the coming week as we mm-hmm. go into next week. Mm-hmm. It's a huge topic. We're simply going to get as far as a really important introduction with everyone. Would you agree?
Yes.
And mainly, we're going to focus on talking about what elicits this idea of resistance standing in the way of your unlived life, the characteristics of it, and certainly the allies. So we are going to jump into it. I will continue to encourage you to check us out online at crescendo.com before I do, because we will have more information there about everything that we're going to be talking about today. Yeah. And I think most importantly, to kick off that thought, I want to give a really special thanks to Stephen Pressfield, for which his book, which is The War of Art, Winning the Inner Creative Battle, is largely where we're driving a lot of this information today. Huge part of some information that I'm really diving into deep, mm-hmm. a lot of his books, but especially this one today we wanted to take on as we went down this path of the unlived life and yep. resistance.
So and we'll have his data up on the website.
Okay, so let's dive in.
Let's go.
This idea of the unlived life, and the main point here is that we all pretty much have two lives, right? There's the life that we live, and then there's that unlived life within us. If I could just win the lottery, right? I could live that unlived life. And you know for yourself what's going to end up being the core of our topic today, that something stands in between. And largely what stands in between and predominantly what stands in between is this idea of resistance.
Right.
We have covered resistance in a lot of ways in the first phase, the first part of Mission I Impossible. We're going to go really, really deep on it today.
And we've not technically called it resistance.
That's right.
This is the first time we're actually naming the source that is stopping you from moving forward to living your authentic life. And I think that if you have ever been in a place where you're going to do a yoga class, you're going to go take care of your body, you're going to write the symphony, I'm going to do this. I've always wanted to do this.
Yeah, be the big writer, start the big new adventure, write the new business, or paint that masterpiece.
Anything that is a desire inside of you that you've not pursued, or you've started a little bit and then you've backed off because resistance is something that actually pushes you down into the ground. So
yeah, I mean, it's really,
everybody knows that you're right, Deb. You're talking about two separate aspects of who you are. The one that feels like you're not living what you're supposed to be doing. Something inside of you is just screaming to get out.
That's right.
Right? And so you defer and you defer and you defer because life gets in the way.
That's right.
I'm too busy. I'm too...
And we'll cover all those. I mean, the main point is that's all pieces and parts of resistance.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it really is a toxic force, right? I think in the past we've summed it up as it's insidious, but it's so much more.
Yeah, right. Insidious is the word.
I would even call us out, though, to say it's so much more than that. And that's why we wanted to go through a fairly deep dive today and talk about all the things that it is. Because, again, you definitely need to know what elicits resistance, right? You have to be able to recognize it and know the characteristics of it and then be able to turn tails on it. And that's something we'll get into even more next week, but a really important piece.
And I dare say we are bold enough to say on the airwaves, it is potentially the root of all the unhappiness, the poverty, disease on this planet.
That's right.
It is the root of, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
We're going to get to that. Well, so
Stephen,
it stunts us.
That's right. And Stephen boldly calls it out in his book, which is what I love, because at the end of the day, you have to be bold when you're confronting resistance, right?
Yeah.
You have to know yourself and know your voice. Go back to the podcast to understand what that means. But you have to know yourself and know your voice when no one else can support you.
And it's really, really, really not just, oh, we're sitting and we're listening to the show. You've got to get up when you are overwhelmed with the prospect of taking one more step forward, right? So genius, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's a Latin word. It comes from, the Romans used it to denote the inner spirit. It's the guiding force that is our creative spark.
That's right.
Right? And it operates from a very sacred center.
Right. It's the seat of the soul.
It's the seat of the soul.
Absolutely. And it's within all of us. Here's the thing. We talk a lot about the aspiration of someone else. Again, outside of us, someone else being a genius. And at the end of the day, the point is that we all have that genius inside of us. It is that unlived life.
It depends on how it was nurtured when we were children. It certainly doesn't matter what your backstory is. You can change on a dime this second, right now,
right?
Every single person on this planet has the gift of genius.
Right. Make the choice. Choose it. Know that resistance will show itself as well. And by the way, that is a good thing. We'll talk about why. And the point is resistance is everywhere. You make this choice. Absolutely, it's powerful. It will be a part of your realization. And it is something in many, many ways to celebrate. But I do want to quote Stephen here for a second.
Yeah.
I love that he says that it's faster than a speeding bullet, and I'm speaking of resistance. It's faster than a speeding bullet, it's more powerful than a locomotive, and it's harder to kick than crack cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is something that you just have to be going after each and every day. to push through. And its whole intent is to push you down, right? We'll talk more about what that means, but its whole intent is to stop you.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Right.
It's just not. It doesn't like you. It doesn't have an opinion of you. It's right. A little bit like, what's that, Alien? Is that right there, right? Yeah. With the predator that walks around, he doesn't care. All its mission is to seek and destroy.
That's right.
So if you have that in your head, you will grow some balls.
That's right.
Yeah.
I do want to mention, too, and I think this is interesting, and certainly it's I've experienced it in my life, and I do think about it a lot. There are those situations when people are confronted with a really tough piece of information, something that says a terminal illness or something that's going to happen. And in a very interesting way, a kind of turnabout way, it frees them to go after this genius inside of them, right?
Right.
And there's this scenario where you're told you only have so much time. And with that time, you decide you're going to quit everything that stands in the way of you achieving this incredible desire of yours. And by some way, by some stroke of genius, that terminal illness goes away. It goes into remission. I've known many stories like this, and you think about the magnitude of that, the impact of that, and what it really does mean to your health and to the health of those around you. I'm going to go back again from the podcast, people. Go back to the water and Masaru Yamamoto's
work.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, your body's the same thing, and I call out this example as you think about resistance. Do you have to be facing your deathbed to take this on? That's the question. Ask yourself right now, do you have to be facing your deathbed to go after the things that are the genius, the desires inside of you, that which you came here to do?
If you think resistance isn't real, it's a really good question to ask yourself. We feel it all day, every day, in many, many forms. If you simply recognized it as neither good nor bad, what we did a show about that, energy doesn't have an opinion of you.
That's
it
right.
Does what it's told to do.
Purely objective.
Right? So, and there's a whole I don't know if we're ready to talk about this yet, but resistance is generated by you.
That's right.
The only juice, source for juice that it gets is you.
That's right. You feed it.
You're the only one that feeds it.
Well, and we'll talk about how you feed it, right? I mean, we're excited about this, because with information comes freedom, right? With information comes truth. With information comes
knowledge,
a source of
wisdom,
power and energy and wisdom, right? That frees you from the thing you know more about. It's also part of bringing it out into the light of day. We are right now bringing resistance, and what is stopping you, what is in the way of you being able to live that unlived life, we're bringing it out into the light of day, folks.
And I want to throw out an idea to those who have put the word resistance into some type of category of other and separate than you, apart from you. Just put this on the table for a while. If you are in that spot where you're calling it something insidious within your life, and listen to the rest of this show and the shows coming up, and stay open to another opportunity, another way of looking at why certain aspects in your life are on a continual loop, right? Just stay open. Openness.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I would also ask, if you're someone who's heard that voice, that small voice kind of tapping at your shoulder saying, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that, you know this is what you're here to do, you know this is what you love, and you're so damn good at it. That voice is tapping at you. First of all, raise your hand if you're out there and that's you. And then my question for you is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to wake up and do? Because you simply know. You also know resistance is in your way, and we're going to free you from being able to be sabotaged by that, right? You'll be able to recognize it and be empowered to deal with it. But if you're that one, really, like, fine-tune your eardrums right now, because here we go. Really important. So let's kick it off. Let's talk about what will elicit resistance, right? And simply said, and we'll get into a couple of examples, but simply said, it's this anything that derives from a higher nature, right? It's something at this higher level of truth will elicit certainly a higher level of resistance than you're experiencing right now.
Which suggests that you are functioning on a lower frequency, or the group or the pod, the tribe that you're in is functioning on a lower frequency. Again, neither good nor bad. It's just a status quo. It's state of the union, right? Yeah. And so if your inner voice is saying, as in, what if you're the 100th monkey? Go right. back to another podcast called The 100th Monkey.
Get outside your comfort zone.
Wait a minute. I think if we wash this mango in the water, it'll taste better, right?
Yep.
And no other monkey has done that before. It's that same idea. What Deb just said, listen to the voice.
Right.
Follow it, trust it, and push. Push through the resistance.
Absolutely. And that can come in a form that we've already talked about, right? It's your pursuit to that special writing that you want to do. Maybe it's that novel or that music or right. that movie, right? The film that you want to write. You've always wanted to be in film. Or by the way, you're just a crazy great dancer. What about your belly dancer friend popping up, right? You don't know. Is that your calling? It could be that...
Or a mother.
That's right.
You could, or a mother, or I don't know, a parent... Or a yoga class, or styling hair,
right?
A botanist,
right? A business, a new business.
Let's save the planet. Let's go work with children in impoverished areas on the planet. It really doesn't matter what it is.
Well, and it's also the things we take for granted in some ways, right? Higher order could be any kind of act of commitment where you put yourself out there, you put your heart out there, right?
Yeah.
It could be marriage. It could simply be committing to a relationship, a dating situation, or just getting yourself back in the game, right? Or saying to someone, I've been wrong. I've handled this incorrectly, and I want to repair this. You're putting yourself out there.
It's higher energetic frequency.
Higher order.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. So let's jump into it, right? Let's talk about those characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start with the eyes, as in... the letter of the alphabet, right? The eyes of resistance.
Yeah.
And the first one really is a big one because it's invisible. Resistance is invisible. And I know you know this one well, Christine.
You cannot see it. You cannot touch it. You cannot hear it or smell it. But you can definitely feel it. And that is what Mission I Impossible, the first phase, we'll figure out what we're going to call that, is all about, is trusting your feelings, how to go internal, how to recognize when something doesn't feel good and when it does. What is your yes? What is your no? Function clearly on a black and white template, right?
Mm-hmm.
We experience this as an energetic field. And if you start to work with it as an energetic field, you produce amazing results. But it is not tangible with the five senses.
Right.
It has to be the sixth sense, which is internal.
Felt.
Clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, right?
Right. It's definitely felt, mm-hmm. and it's meant to repel, right?
Right.
It's meant to stop you. It's meant to shove you.
It actually is the best, and I could talk about this for a while, as Deb knows. We are not trained as children anywhere in our schooling system how to pay attention to our feelings. Our feelings are feelings are feelings, and they are so dang powerful.
Right.
They're huge. They scream at us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and
we raise kids as adults who don't know how to feel. So now you're a parent.
Well, we tell them, don't feel that. That's not what you should feel. You should feel this.
Exactly.
Right?
And so now you're a parent who doesn't know how to feel, who's trying to nurture a child to not feel, because
right.
that's an uncomfortable situation for you. Now the child is operating at a higher order than you. Oh, hell no. Right?
I know. It goes,
that can't happen.
Round and round goes that little hamster.
That's right. That's a dangerous place to be. And you know if that's you, right? You understand if that's you, and it's very uncomfortable.
If you do the cleanup work in Mission I Impossible, the phase one, the first 13 weeks, you will be able to differentiate between what's your feelings and what's other people's feelings. So we're not going to loop around that again. So podcasters, go back. All right. So
all right.
Let's move on.
So it's invisible, and it's also internal. It's not outside of you. It is not your spouse's fault, Christine. It's just not.
I'm aware of that. Yes.
It's not the job. It's not the
it's not
the boss, and it's not the kids,
yeah.
obviously, right? It's something that's found within you. And it's something that you have to recognize as self-generated and self-perpetuated.
Right.
And that the energy is also within you to break it. No doubt about it. So that's a big piece. and a big piece to understand and accept, because once you do that, I think all the other things start to make a ton of sense.
The next one is resistance is insidious. We use that word a lot because it fits so well. Resistance has no conscience. Resistance has no conscience. It is always lying and always full of shit. It is always, I don't know if I can say that, it's always full of the caca. So what we need to know is that it does not have a conscience. It does not have a conscience. So if you think that, I know, I can't believe I just swore on the airways, but
Christine's in trouble.
It's true that it is insidious to the point where you need to be aware of what your enemy is. You can learn a lot from your enemy. And we're really saying resistance is your enemy that you're going to have to beat down. To the minute cell, one cell left, yeah, it's going to kick it up and it's going to move and it's going to get going again. So,
yeah, I think you got that one, Christine. I think you knocked that one out of the park. You got Sam to jump
up. Sam's going, I need to edit.
here's the thing. I'm going to keep us moving because we have a lot to cover. Resistance is implacable, right? It cannot be reasoned with, and it is nothing but power.
It understands nothing but power.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to dialogue with you on any other level.
That's right. So don't try to
say, oh no, tell me about your feelings.
Yeah, there's no happy place for resistance.
I know. No, it's not doing that.
Don't try to buy resistance flowers. No buying the resistance flowers.
That movie freaks me out so much.
You keep going back to Alien.
I do. I just seen that movie. Wow.
All right. Those poor callers. Don't forget to call in. She's in the zone. It's definitely all it knows, right?
Yeah,
this
implacable
place. Yes. So it's also impersonal. Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't care who you are. Are you the president? What? I don't care.
Yeah.
It simply doesn't care who you are. And it's not trying to pick on you. That's for sure. So resistance is infallible.
It will point north no matter what. What does that mean? It's going to go like a dog on the bone to your weakest spot. And if you start to feel like you're all that, you start get a little snap going in your life, you're like, I'm gonna do this. It will hone in and it'll do it, you know, like if you had a beeper with a red light flashing, right? Yep. Oh, we got to kick it up a notch. She's going.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, but
it points north at all times.
The good thing is though, that's an indicator, right? You know you're on your path. You know you're doing your thing and shaking it up and you know, making things crazy in a good way because it is your compass. It is, you know, it is amping up its game. It is pointing north. You're heading in the right direction. I know it sounds crazy, but you know your miracle is near when the resistance is crazy, right?
It's screaming at you. It's trying to compress your spine. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel like there's a force that's pushing you down so hard. You are going to be crushed.
Yeah.
Yep. You are 2 seconds away.
Yep.
Yep.
And the more important, right? The more critical you are, the higher the amp of resistance, right? There's no doubt about it. We don't have to go through all the leaders, all the all that inspiration and all those people that inspire us who are out there, the various mothers, right? It isn't just people we read about, and certainly mostly not the people we see on reality television, folks. I'm just going to break it to you now. But it really is those people that
Sam's
we read.
Oh, Sam's padding.
It's Sam, right? I mean, we show up here every day because Sam is here in many ways. It is the everyday person. And it is the people that get up each day because they're going to push through for their children, for the people that count on them. Certainly healthcare, education, teachers.
Yeah, let me talk just really quick, pipe in here and say that each person has its own soul's code that is has its perfect storm where you're 2 seconds away from popping through a very significant piece that your soul is here to integrate and learn, right? So each person feels this inside of themselves. It's not just the rock stars that are out there. It's not the Mahatma Gandhis. It's not the big superstars that, you know, right? Martin Luther King.
Right.
It is you are all those people within your own self.
That's right.
You hold your own Martin Luther King, a Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, whoever you feel is somebody that you aspire to. Guess what? If you keep on saying that to yourself, am I kind of like, I kind of feel like I should. If you keep on saying that to your friends, I feel like I need to. You are that person in the next manifestation.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not the world hears about you or not, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Yeah, how many people are on this planet?
Well, that's where you have to do it just for yourself, right? That's where someone doesn't have to be in your corner or saying, yes, go, go, go. In fact, that's where resistance happens. We're going to talk about sabotage and self-sabotage. That is something we're going to cover.
Yeah.
We just got through all the eyes of resistance. Now we're going to chug through pretty quickly a couple of these because we've already touched on them. But I do want to go through them because I think it's important that you log this as you're thinking about your own situation. So really quickly, resistance is universal.
Yep.
Right? We've already talked about it. It's not just picking on you, right?
No, yeah, everybody, every single person on this planet.
Yeah, and it never sleeps.
Ever.
It absolutely never sleeps.
Even when you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So when you have that nervous feeling that you always seem to get when you're doing something, performing something, be afraid when that feeling goes away, right? Because you need that resistance to keep you sharp.
And, you know, as a musician, I can tell you those times when I didn't have it, because I am somebody that feels like, after I perform, I have to go to bed within a half hour because my stomach is just, it just cramps up. And there, the times that that hasn't happened, and it's been a handful of times, it wasn't a good show.
Yep.
I wasn't inspired. It is something that, interestingly enough, there are classes to teach performers to get over. And I've never agreed with that, ever. You need that to thrive, to produce, generate, to create. And if you don't have that resistance, you're not popping the ceiling.
That's right. So again, we keep popping these very important pieces in, but it is a tool to move you forward. It is one of your greatest teachers, resistance. Resistance tied to going after and searching for and fighting for your genius. It is a great teacher.
It is your coach from hell. It's
wow.
Right. That's what, if I'm going to go to the athlete with coach that just pushes her to her limit and is not forgiving and is not a kind in any way, but gets the athlete to her goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a separate teacher, show. But absolutely.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, there's
Let's
no
go.
Doubt about it. Resistance plays for keeps. Quite simply, people, it is aiming to take you down. There's no other way to put it. In fact, Stephen goes right to it. It's really there to be a ward of the death. And I think what that means is you are fighting for your genius. We've already said it. So I want to rest just for a hot second on this one, that resistance is fueled by fear. We've talked about this a lot, Christine. Mm. We really have. And I think you've already mentioned it, but the fear that is inside of you is actually the juice that fuels.
The fear that's inside of you is your genius. It's your ability to create worlds and to create beauty and wonder and amazement.
Right.
And it's all of Mission I Am Possible up until this point. That if you can excavate the fear and switch it over to knowledge and educate yourself about the things that are stopping you from moving forward, you leave that space.
That's right.
You don't have to go back and revisit it. You have learned the lesson, right? You look at inside the actor studio, right? And the actors that are interviewed usually say, well, I chose that one
role
because it challenged me. But they don't go back and they pick it up again. They look for the next role that challenges them.
Yeah.
And the next one and the next one. And when you're done with something, you're done with it.
That's right.
And you don't want to go back and revisit it. That's a whole nother show that I'm not even going to open my mouth. Nope. Go. Because I'm not going to say it.
I'm going to lasso you right now. No, it's a good point, and you're right that we have a good friend who talks about as soon as you've mastered something, you need to take from that mastery what you need to move forward and drop the rest and reinvent yourself.
And
so,
move.
That's right. We've talked about fear a lot, and this is the reason. If you're able to master your fears, you're able to master this hurdle of resistance. So So on that thought, I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey. Until we get, listen and, to Natasha Bedingfield. This is a great song. Listen to the lyrics.
Take it away, Sam.
Yep.
All right,
hey,
Natasha,
hey.
What was that song?
See? If You're Gonna Jump.
Woo!
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs and one of the kids' favorite songs as well. It speaks of go for it. Go for it. Don't let things stop you. Don't have the resistance in the way.
Kids who know their genius, too, by the way. So genius recruits genius.
That's right.
Speaking of recruiting, resistance recruits allies is really where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. And this is about something we talked about early on in Mission I Am Possible, and it's this idea of breaking away from your tribe and why it can be so difficult. At the point that you decide for yourself you're going to track, go after, fight for your genius, it is something that really splashes up on those around you.
It activates the resistance that other people in your tribe feel.
That's right.
And they'll behave in ways that are astounding. They'll start to demand more of your attention. They'll start to even get sick and complain as to where you are and why you're changing, right? So whenever you see somebody who is walking into or towards their authentic self, it only does one thing. It highlights your resistance that you're not dealing with. And the guilt that comes along with you walking your path is astounding. And that's another form resistance will take.
That's right.
By the way.
Yeah, it is this idea that even if your buddy's calling out for help, right? Someone in your tribe saying, hey, slow down. Hey, wait.
Right.
I can't keep up. You really do have to keep going. Because at the point that you get pulled back, resistance is getting on top of you.
And you will smack yourself for that. That buddy should be saying, if it is a compatriot, a comrade in arms, so to speak, should say, go, go. Actually, even though he, she is stuck, raising up an arm to push you hard over the fence.
That's right.
Right.
That's absolutely right. So characteristics of resistance we just went through. And now I want to move forward to the symptoms, right? Those things that you just know, and resistance and procrastination. I know this so incredibly well.
Me too.
You know, there's really two big pieces to this. And by the way, I've mastered them both at different points in my life. Procrastination really is a great way to say, hey, I'll take that on tomorrow. Hey, that's something I can do next week, right?
Right.
Oh, I'm going to organize my studio later, right? Whatever that is, get that information together so that I can get started in my writing class. Whatever the example is, that's definitely the start tomorrow piece. But then there's that piece that really is incredibly destructive, and it is the piece that makes it a habit.
Mm.
Now procrastination is who you are, and you believe it, right? Procrastination is part of your identity, and it's kind of seeped into you. As a marker of how you describe yourself. Wow, watch it, right? Because now procrastination takes you to your deathbed.
It does. And you might be seen from the outside world as a very active, full of life individual. And you're the only one who knows if you are living your authentic life or not.
That's right. That's right.
So it doesn't matter what other people perceive you to be.
That's right.
It's if you are living your authentic life, that quiet voice.
No doubt. Yeah. A great point along the way to call out that you can stop, right? Procrastination, make the choice. And you can stop this habit. You can stop this path that you're on and go after your genius. So I call out especially to my comrades with procrastination. Okay, Christine, I think the next one is yours.
Resistance and sex. Sometimes it can take the form of sex, and it's an obsessive preoccupation when this happens. So really quickly, we're not going to sit too long on this one because this is a big topic, but if you're using it as an escape route, You'll know by how you feel post interaction.
Right.
If you feel hollow, if you feel if you're not feeling the love, if you're not feeling the connection, if you're not feeling the vibratory frequency of...
You're empty.
Yeah, if you just hollow, you're using it. Resistance is using it to distract you.
Keep you from
And
your
that
work.
Comes right. in a lot of different forms within the sexual arena.
Yeah.
So just have a think about that. Are you connected or not when post?
That's right.
Let's move on.
Absolutely. Resistance and trouble. Wow, I love that I have this one.
Yep.
Resistance and trouble. We get ourselves in trouble because it's a cheap way to get attention. Thank you, Stephen, for that. Absolutely.
Well said.
I'm really, truly, I'm going to point to the media right now and all these reality TV shows. And the idea that fame comes at the 15 minutes of, you know, value that's put into some of these shows and the idea of just acting out, right? Is that its level of fame? Is that truly genius? And how do we celebrate that in this... consumer-driven, consumption-driven culture that makes many tons and tons of money. We haven't even touched on the fact that we have a whole system.
Time, I know.
And we have a whole area of the industry and a whole job profession in marketing, just to name one of many, right?
Right.
I don't want to pick on those marketers like myself. Mm. But at the end of the day, we create this consumable economy, right?
Right.
That drives so much of these wonderful things that we have in our life. And at the same time, it drives the resistance that stops us and keeps us. Ultimately, where resistance has its greatest effect that I think everyone certainly can relate to, which is this sense of unhappiness.
And tells you you're sick.
That's
and
right.
tells you you're sick. Right? Yeah, that was a big, huge, long topic. Okay, resistance and self-dramatization. Well, I had a
Easy
minute.
For you.
Resistance and self-dramatization. Creating soap operas in your life is also a symptom of resistance. And you, the family tribe, and I'm going to try to move through this because I've kind of touched on this. When families participate either consciously or unconsciously on a certain level, they keep that level cooking.
That's right.
And if it gets too quiet,
drops too low.
Right? Somebody breaks an arm or there is a mental crisis, or somebody doesn't get this job, or somebody there. It's crazy how you will watch. And if you even think about your own family, when it gets too quiet, like, wait a minute, everything's just really going well. What's up? Something will happen to recalibrate it back to the soap opera place.
It's almost like you can feel it, right? You just have a sense that
you know it's
coming. Because you know the rhythm of your family. You know the rhythm, the cause and effect.
And it's your tribe.
That's right.
Right? Mom gets sick. I mean, there's all sorts of things that can happen. So being aware of the soap opera in your tribe is key to beginning the beginning of managing the resistance. When you start to pull away, when you say, you know what, I'm not going to gossip. You know, did you go to the doctor? Gee, I've got to go, right? If there's somebody there who's sick, I know I'm squirreling a little bit, but if you don't participate within it and fall into, you will experience resistance.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I want to tie it back to the point that we were saying about sabotage, right? And resistance having allies and recruiting allies. I mean, this is a classic way that these are starting to tick and tie together, right? When you say your tribe, when we talk about be careful of your tribe as much as we love our social networks, our communities, the people that we grew up with, whoever that is in your life, your family, it really is something to watch out for as it relates to resistance. And by the way, if you're able to step away, you give them a chance to be inspired by the direction that you go in. It may not be everyone, and it may not be the people you're really focused on trying to help. But remember, you will inspire others in your own activity. So I just, and your own courage.
And not reaching out, but reaching out to have a friend help you, and then you take the friend down or the family member down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get through it on your own. You tackle it on your own. It's giving somebody else that you would normally go to a chance to also not participate in that place with you. Resistance and victimhood.
I just want to sit on that for a second because I know it's your favorite.
I know, but I'm going to let you take it. You want me to take it? I know. I could go. I think you're afraid to give it to me because I won't shut up. Resistance and victimhood.
Yeah, it's a partner and a sister too and a brother too, right? a form of passive aggression.
Yeah.
It's so alive and well.
Alive and well. Casting yourself as a victim is the antithesis of doing your work. Don't do it. Don't do it. And if you're doing it, stop.
Right.
Don't do it.
Well, what does that look like? Right? What is that that situation where you're casting yourself as a victim, right? I mean, that's everything that we've really discussed at this point. It's saying that it's not within you, it's outside of you, it's somebody else's fault. Someone's making me do this. I don't have a choice, Christine. You did this to me. It's your fault. I'm a victim.
You did not change your behavior so that I would feel better.
That's right.
You want me to say that again?
Please.
You did not change your behavior so that I would feel better. Therefore, I am the victim.
Square peg. Round hole.
Yeah, it goes illness, meltdown, mental dissolution. The list is long that you can blame somebody else for your state of being.
That's right.
It is much easier than looking squarely in the eye your own personal resistance. It's so much easier to blame somebody else.
That's right. No doubt about it.
I'll stop. Yeah.
No, you can. I mean, and we've already touched on this one piece, but the idea that resistance partners with the feeling of unhappiness, right?
Yeah.
It really goes hand in hand. And frankly, again, we live in a culture where we drive businesses and we drive industries from unhappiness. And we even create diseases, right, to go ahead and drive medication that is needed, is not needed for a disease that doesn't exist. Whoops.
Yeah, there are companies that do that.
Absolutely.
I know. It's generated by not an individual, but a grouping of individuals who want to make some cash. Right?
That's right.
All right. Resistance and criticism.
It has an interesting characteristic, criticism. I just want to sit on this one for a hot second, right? Criticism works both ways. And we talked about this in the earlier segments of Mission I Impossible, and is this idea of the killing of a spirit. And by the way, criticism, before we've talked about all these things having an impact on you for the most part, right? What's hitting you? Yeah. Criticism goes both ways. Has an impact on you, marshmallow shooter, right? Yeah. But you can also be the gun-toting, gun-wielding marshmallow shooter and have an impact on others with that criticism.
And I'm going to call it cruelty.
Yeah.
It is absolute cruelty and damaging to others, which is why you need to watch what comes out of your mouth. Not only your mouth, your heart, and your mind and your soul before it even reaches your mouth.
Yeah, be awake. Thought, word, deed, right?
Yeah, it is cruel, and it harms, and it damages.
That's right. Yeah. So catch the thought when it happens. Be sure not to...
Eject and replace.
That's right.
Eject and replace. Cancel, I send you love.
Absolutely.
Cancel, I send you love.
Yeah, so speak something else other than criticism, but certainly know that when the criticism shows up, it is... something you need to check,
right,
about yourself.
And it's resistance showing up for you. Hey, it's just a marker of, hey, another opportunity for you to choose a higher ground.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we switch gears just a little bit, Christine? We're kind of hammering away, right? At the symptoms. We've covered characteristics.
Ding, ding, ding.
We've covered symptoms. Let's talk about allies.
Sure.
Love it. Allies.
Resistance and self-doubt is the first one up. If you are in self-doubt, guess what? You're in ally zone. It's an indicator of aspiration.
That's right.
And it should feel, you should be relieved. Okay, I'm getting somewhere. If you're in the land of self-doubt, you know, pat yourself on the back. You're
That's
making
right.
some headway.
You're in a good place. You're being very, I would say you're being very purposeful, right? At that point, that self-doubt comes into being, and you're able to check yourself and your level of confidence, right? It keeps you going, right. Keeps you moving forward.
Right.
All right. Resistance and fear, it keeps coming back. No wonder we spent a whole show on fear.
Right. I know. Right? Fear tells us what we have to do. It's great. If you feel paralyzed by fear, it's a really, really good sign. There's a really great quote in here that I would like to share with you. Remember the rule of thumb. The more scared you are of your work or calling, the more sure you can be that you have to do it.
You must do it.
You must do it.
Does it freak you out?
Yeah.
Then you really must do it.
You have to do
it. Where is it on the freaky scale? Is it a 9 or a 10? It's something really to think about. And how big and audacious are your goals and the impact that you think you can have on the world? Because at the end of the day, even if someone tells you, who do you think you are, that you could have that kind of impact on the world, mm-hmm. that is its own kind of resistance and That's sabotage. Right. The fact that you have that thought and you believe it, even if just for a millisecond, means you've got to get going.
And remember, it is that moment when you're sharing that moment of somebody saying to you, and who do you think you are? They are just up against their own resistance. That's a great time for you to say, cancel, I send you love. That's cancel, right. I send, you know, whatever tools you want.
Yet.
Or the cheesecloth, the golden cloth, anything you can come up with, and not to judge them or to criticize them, right? Let alone yourself. The next one, resistance and love. This is directly proportional to, resistance is directly proportional to love, right? So if you're feeling massive resistance, the possibility is there for massive love and an ability to come up and into a new space of awareness that is filled with such joy and peace and love.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting to call out the contrast of all the things that we've talked about, because while some of these things sound gnarly, right, and challenging, and certainly we know it well, it stops us, it stops all of us at some point in our lives. We have allies. And by calling out what resistance is, by being able to bring it out into the light of day, confront it, look at it, have a plan, right, a lot about what we talked about, empowerment, in the fear segment in the previous Mission I Impossible. If you can simply be comfortable in that space of knowing that resistance will always be beside you,
right,
and that the more resistance that you're able to experience, that you are able to recognize, the more you know where you're at. Remember, it is your North Star.
It is your compass, and it will always be there.
Yeah.
You just got to get comfortable with it.
Yeah, and I'm sitting on this point on love because we feel like it's something we should be freaked out by, but really it's very comforting to think about the greater the resistance, the greater the opportunity to have, to give, to share, to experience love.
Right.
Big point.
And I'm just going to throw in really fast that this doesn't ever stop. It's not about the arrival point. The arrival point is pretty much when you're dead. And that's not even an arrival point. It's the journey. Yes. And this is constant. It never stops. So just get comfortable.
That's right.
You will not be disappointed.
That's right.
Saying that much.
Right on. So I do want to cover just a couple of things as we get closer to the end of the segment, and a couple really big pieces. And really, they're just call outs, right? They're heads up.
Yeah.
Be careful of those situations where you feel like you got it all figured out, right? It's a situation where you feel like you're on top of everything, right? Your hands are on everything. Nothing can sabotage you. You've got it. You've got it all dialed in. At the end of the day, the person who knows that this is a lot of work, you're comfortable with the idea of knowing you're stepping into something that's going to challenge you, and it's going to push you, and it's going to drive you, and it's going to hurt some days, and it's going to be great others, and there are going to be moments that make you extremely uncomfortable, and there are going to be situations where you're completely outside your comfort zone. That is this opportunity. That you know that you're going to continue to move. When you get to a place where you feel like you are on top of it all, watch out, right?
That's right.
It tends to be a signal and certainly a place that I like to talk about. It's a myth.
Right.
It's a myth. There's always an opportunity for more and more growth.
Right.
So, and then, Christine, this idea that you certainly talk a lot about with Mission I Impossible Part 1, but it's this idea of resistance and isolation.
And that the idea of being alone is something that is frightening to most of us. And yet it is the place where we thrive and we are able to go into our genius, right? So it's common to see amongst artists and children when they're working and playing, they're not aware of time and they're chasing their visions and their goals and their whatever their fantasy is in front of them, right? The hours just fly.
Yeah,
and there's no difference between the artist and the child.
Right. And they often find themselves by themselves, right? That doing it on their own, in their own space. That doesn't mean they're pushing people out. It just means the hours fly and they're in isolation as a way of expressing. That's right.
They're actually in absolute bliss.
We love this point. We're just right on top of each other. All right. So as we come to the point to wrap on this piece, I think the biggest part that's important to know is that resistance can be beaten.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have articles of resistance being beaten all around us and throughout history. Right? Tell me. Come on. Come on, musician. What do we have because resistance has been beaten?
Well, the great works that, you know, everybody knows George Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue. They know Beethoven. They know Bach. They know these beautiful pieces of music, right? And it's also akin to you can't believe the moms who are about ready to give birth, right?
That's
you're
right.
About that you get through it. You can't believe you actually did it, but then, and it was tough, but you got through it.
Yeah, a classic example. Yep. Resistance can be beaten. Moms all around the world.
Yes.
And, you know, just so many things that continue to defy gravity and to defy what we think is resistance that stops things from happening.
Right.
So, wow. All right. We got through it.
We did it. Oh, my God. We did it. Sam, thanks. And questions, comments,
yes.
Send them our way.
Crescendo.com. That's Crescendo.com. We're going to talk about combating resistance next week and much, much more. Have a great week, everyone.
Namaste.
You've been listening to Mission I Am Possible with your hosts, Christine and Deb. Visit them on their website at www.crescendo.com. That's Crescendo, K-R-Y-S-C-H-E-N-D-O.com.